Welcome to the City on Hill podcast. So glad you're joining us today. I believe this message is going to enlarge your faith, increase your vision. God is going to do extraordinary things in you and through you. Work it into your life, share it with your friends, and we cannot wait to see you soon.
Wow, good morning, City on Hill Church. It is always an absolute blessing, privilege, honor, and sometimes really scary when you've got to communicate a part of the heart of God. Because we don't gather for comfort and convenience. We gather to be challenged and challenged to change eternally. Isn't that amazing from the inside out? So maybe turn to the person next to you and say, the way I came in this morning will not be the same way I leave today. Oh, wow. Amen. Amen. So we're kicking it off with our Better Together series, and we're going to journey through this for a couple of weeks. And the title of today's preach is Agreement, Unity, and Blessing. Doesn't it sound so heartwarming, and it just rings so nicely on the ear when I say agreement and unity and blessing? It sounds wonderful. It sounds like something we all want, right? The sunshine and roses. It's wonderful. But hold on. Just before you smile, this is when you get nervous. Because there's a bit of something we need to work through this morning to have a very healthy understanding on why there's something around agreement which takes us into a state or a place of unity, and out of that unity, there is a type of blessing. But listen to this, if you don't believe me, Matthew chapter 18, verse 20 backs me up. And it says here, for where two or three or more gather in my name, there I am with them. So isn't it beautiful that if two or three or more gather and they agree that they're going to gather in the name of Jesus, they've moved towards a place of unity, because now they're on unity based on what they've agreed while they're gathering, and out of that, the blessing was the presence of God. Do you see a bit of the equation or the process? So there's got to be some form of agreement between two parties, which moves you into a place of unity, because you're in unity based on what you've agreed upon. And out of that unity, there's some type of blessings that follow. And the key word in that scripture is in my name. Because it was in the name of Jesus that the outworking of that was the blessing of his presence. There always needs to be something that is agreed upon. And once you and that other person have agreed on that thing, you can move forward. A lot of the time, the opposite of that is you would disagree. Now, I'm not going to lean and divert on the disagreement, because out of the disagreement, I don't think you can move towards unity, right? Because you disagreed. But there are things that you and I agree with, and the things we agree with move towards unity, and out of that unity, these are things we agreed that please Jesus and lead to some type of blessing. But there are also things that you and I agree with one another, and we are united based on that agreement, but there are things that please Satan and lead away from a blessing and possibly to bondage. Leads towards some slavery or captivity, some oppression. And a lot of the time we forget that there is this fine line we need to navigate through on what we agree upon, because a lot of the time we just think we're agreeing for all the right things in where two or more gather in my name, where two or more gather to gossip about, that the result of all of our agreements and unity will be the presence of God or the blessings of the Father. And for some of us, we might need a bit of a, a bit of a reality check that not everything we agree upon and go into unity with will please Jesus. We need to watch our lives so carefully, very carefully, to see what we agree upon. Psalm chapter 133 verse 1 says, "Behold, behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters, when brethren dwell in unity." Isn't that the desired life for each of us? To live a quiet life? To dwell in unity as brothers and sisters in Christ? But isn't it also challenging that with the same tongue, we bless our Father in heaven, we declare His praises, and we curse our brethren? We need to watch our lives very, very carefully on what we agree upon and what we go into unity with. I'll further that. I'll read again Psalm 133, but I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 3 because this is really good news. It says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity." Listen to the description it gives on what unity is like. "It is like precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes." Can you just maybe use some of your imagination on this a little bit? Somebody just dressed up, all glamorous, but it's like this oil running down the beard of Aaron, running down the collar of his robes. "It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion." But listen to this. "For there the Lord..." Where there is unity, remember we hear that? God commands a blessing. "For there," where there is unity in Him and the things He approves of, "for there the Lord has commanded the blessing, comma, life forevermore." It does not necessarily say where God commands where there is unity, God commands your bank accounts to overflow forevermore. Where there is unity, God commands, I don't know, your hairstyle to be awesome forevermore. I really don't know what you want in those things, but He gives according to His riches and glory, not according to our earthly, fleshly desires. Challenging some of our thinking around how He blesses us, right? So I wanted to share something light, just a few more illustrations. So many times, we have the privilege, because remember, we are in this world, but we're not of this world, for us who are near to God. And we have the opportunity to go into some agreements. So some of these agreements you and I get to choose are, for example, with our network providers. They put a wonderful idea together that you can get a cell phone, some airtime that you always run out of, and some data that's never enough for 2 years. And you could pay them X amount on a monthly basis. And you agree with it because it sounds really good to you. And out of that, you've moved into unity, and now they will provide you with something that might work, hopefully, or something that will work perfectly well. But the unity is that they will provide you a service and you will pay them with some rands and cents on a monthly basis for 2 years. But these are temporary things that we get to do this with. We forget there are things we get to actually partner with that have a lifespan on it. That has maybe a 2-year lifespan on it. But there's also consequences to the things you and I partner with. See, the consequence around this is, if you pay your monthly subscription for the full 2 years, you would have remained in unity. And both of you would have walked away with the outworking of a satisfied agreement. But it's a 2-year lifespan. The consequence is, if you went into agreement and you moved to the place of unity because you were paying on a monthly basis, and then you stopped, one of you have broken the unity, and the outworking of that has some consequences, which might look like having your name blacklisted, or just a really damages your credit references and reports. The other one is maybe a 12-month rent or lease agreement. Because before you get in unity about it, you agree on it or disagree. And if you agree on that 12-month lease agreement, you're going to be in it for 12 months. Come on, let's preach together, Lord, dude. And out of that, you're in agreement for 12 months. You're in unity. You pay your 12 months. You've had the home for 12 months. And at the end of it, it had a lifespan. Some of us have got cars or vehicles over 4 years. And we don't always realize that when we miss that payment, the consequences around that leads to things inside of us such as anxiety. Because now something else has to suffer within our income budget or our family to find and figure out how to make that payment so our vehicles don't get repossessed and to stay, and we fight for that place of unity with a car salesman who's smiling because he got his end of the deal. There's a lifespan on some of these things. But how aware or how serious are you and I about the things we partner with in the spiritual realm which might have an eternal implication on it? That's what interests me more than a vehicle or your home or the things of the world. Doesn't Colossians 3 verse 2 encourage us, set your eyes, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. Go into partnership with things of the heavens, things that God wants us to go into partnership with, not on things of the world. We as sons and daughters need to lower our expectation of earth, but never of heaven. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, we're going to read this. But just before I say this, it's very easy to also put the blame on somebody else and forget about the part that you had to play. Most of the time, it takes two to tango. But I'm sorry, I will not stand before you when you face Jesus Christ one day. I cannot stand alongside you and say, but he promised me this, he promised me that, he should have done this. No, 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 no. It was actually all on you. You didn't meet your end of the bargain. You maybe never stuck to your end of the agreement and the unity and the commitment. But even though it takes two to tango, Jesus is a one-on-one as well type of God. He's going to hold you and me solely, individually, one-on-one, responsible for the things, for the life that you lived. And we forget that we can go into agreement with things beyond the physical realm on your own. You have daily opportunities to decide what you are going to agree with, what you're going to then move into unity with, and are those things going to please Jesus, or will that be pleasing to Satan, and what will be the fruit or the consequences thereof? Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 encourages us and it teaches us, for the struggle, our struggle, is not against flesh and blood. It's not against the person next to you, the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil, even in the heavenly realms. That is who our struggle is against. And the love of Jesus, with his word, the Bible, and his love is always, continuously, permanently pursuing you and I. Pursuing us, chasing after us, hunting us down because he's a jealous God. And he loves us so dearly. But he chases after us, providing his word, which is loaded and full of truths, encouraging us to partner with his word, which will give us life. It will equip us with every tool needed to journey through this life, to go into agreement with His Word, to go into move into unity with what His Word says about your life and about my life, and out of that unity, remain in a place that pleases Jesus. Even though we face many trials and tribulations of all kinds in this world. Because remember, we are ambassadors of another kingdom if you are saved and under His Lordship. We are in this world. We are not of this world. We have a task at hand. But at the same time, because we know that the war is not against flesh and blood, but against all the principalities and powers, the dominion of darkness, because we know this now, there is also an enemy who is providing endless lies, an endless supply of deception and absolute false truths. And providing to them, to you and I so easily, wanting us to agree with the lies that you and I are never good enough, that we're not going to make it, that we are who our bank account says we are, that we are who he, the enemy, says we are, the father of lies. And just as Jesus pursues us with all of his love, giving the good things for us to go into agreement with, go into unity with, and the outworking of that is him and him more, again, the enemy prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking to devour you and I in the most deceptive way, bringing false things that he wants us to agree with and go into unity with him. If he could just get you to agree with some of his thoughts about you, Now, I'm not trying to condemn us this morning, but we need to watch our lives, our tongue, our thoughts very, very carefully. I don't want to be known after my flesh. Man is fallible. I want to be known after the Spirit, and I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, wouldn't you like to be known after the Spirit, not after your flesh? When we partner with Jesus, when we agree with him, the result of that is fruitfulness. And your life will bear fruit in every season and every day. But when we partner with the enemy and his lies and his deception and go into agreement and unity with him, can I read what the outworking of that is? Because we tend to move into the flesh. That'll be Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21. This is a description of someone who partners with the enemy. Now the works of the flesh, because partnership with Jesus is spirit, and the spirit brings life and fruitfulness. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, it's impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Talk about worldly sorrow. Sorry I got caught. And talk about godly sorrow. Repenting, taking full responsibility, and changing your life thereafter. When somebody agrees with the things of Christ, agrees with the things that Jesus presents to us daily, and through his word, and through his Holy Spirit, do you know what that does when we agree with the things of Jesus? Obviously, it moves us to that place of unity. And the outworking of that means everything we've agreed upon and in unity with through his word, he changes you and me from the inside out. So the word will never change, you will change more and more like the Word, which means you will begin to speak more like Jesus, to act more like Jesus, to love unconditionally more like Jesus, and to sound more like Jesus to the saved and the unsaved. And when we come into agreement with the things of the enemy, I'm not going to read chapter 5 in Galatians again, but it has a significant effect and a negative effect on our lives. And a lot of the time, it takes a little bit of a journey and a process when we discover that after agreeing with some of the enemy's things, because it seems very nice in the beginning, but we find ourselves oppressed, we find ourselves in bondage, we find ourselves partaking in things we shouldn't do as sons and daughters of God the Most High. And the outworking of that is our Christ-likeness towards the saved and the unsaved is not very Christ-like at all. It begins to be more like an enemy likeness towards the saved and the unsaved when we walk outside of these four walls. I wanted to encourage us as we work through this last scripture in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 16. And I found this statement that just said, unity of the Spirit cannot be created by any human being or any human or any organization, but rather living a life worthy of the calling of God. And when you keep your eyes, your heart, and your absolute focus and your vision on Him, you'll discover more and more who He is and what He has planned for you in this one shot that we get to live in this life. Ephesians chapter 4, the whole stretch is from 1 to 16, but I'm going to extract a few verses. 4 verse 1 says, as a prisoner for the Lord then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Our calling is to know Jesus and to make Him known. But out of that, there is a life full of adventure on the things He's got planned that He wants to do in partnership with us. When we are in agreement with His Word, we are led and in unity with His Holy Spirit, and the outworking of that is blessings unimaginable to man. From verse 2 it says, be completely humble and gentle, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Some of you need to get some unity and you need to go and be peacemakers. There is one body with one Spirit, and just as you and I were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. You cannot escape His love. Jump a little bit down to verse 12. Because in that scripture in between, he's lavished gifts on us. And these gifts were to equip, for you and I to equip His people for the work of service, the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants and immature. We will no longer be tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching. There are false prophets, false doctrines, false teachings. The falseness is rising now more than ever before. Watch, test, approve by the Word. If it's not in the Word, I'm a little bit concerned. We will not be tossed back and forth by the by every wind and teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, We will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, and that is Christ. From Him the whole body, joined, agreed in unity, and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part, meaning you and I, do our part and our work in Him. Isn't that something you and I want to agree with today? Isn't that something in the Word that we want to agree with, we want to strive for, and go into unity with Jesus today?
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Thank you for investing this time into your life. Please do us a favor and share this on your social media platform. Share it with your friends and work it into your life. We cannot wait to bless you again with another installment.